900 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc.
No insurance? CareArc has you covered. Healthcare can be expensive, but with their sliding scale, your costs are discounted based off your income, regardless of your insurance status. They partner with local pharmacies to give you discounted prices on select medications. The discount program could save you thousands off the cost of your meds. No membership required. Simply get your medications prescribed by a CareArc provider, visit one of their contract pharmacies, and save. At CareArc, they believe healthcare should be affordable. Learn how you can save at CareArc.org.
KVOE News Time, 8:24. Newsmaker 2 time here today. Big doings happening tomorrow at Emporia State University. We're pleased to have Tiffany Wilson to join us to talk about that in more detail.
Yeah, big doings have been happening already this week at
Emporia
State University. Tiffany, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Doing good.
Tiffany
is the Director of Alumni Relations at ESU. And before we get to what you have in store for tomorrow, you had a big day of giving yesterday.
We did.
How'd it go, do you think?
I think it went pretty well. I don't have any totals to share as of yet, but it was a great day filled with lots of excitement. We had lots of challenges, lots of incentives for people to give. We held a student trivia night last night, so got to have some of our students in our building here in the Sauter Alumni Center and teach them a little bit about ESU history and share their knowledge with us, and it was a great time.
Speaking of the Day of Giving, the second annual Day of Giving here for the ESU Foundation, maybe you can talk, give us a little bit more insight on some of the challenges that were thrown about here to, and some of those other incentives that were helping to raise the total.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, this was our second annual Day of Giving, so 24 hours of action-packed philanthropy activities, giving people, you know, an option just to learn about philanthropy, but on also to give that gift to impact for our students. So we had our early bird challenge, so those that gave a gift anywhere, whoever gave the first gift, starting at 12:01 a.m., and then we had a happy hour gift, so anybody that made a gift in between the hours of 3 and 6 p.m. We also recognized our 160th donor. This is our 160th birthday this year, and so we recognized our 160th donor with a brick that they can have out on our alumni walkway, and then a late night challenge with anybody that made a gift after 9 p.m. last night, clear up until midnight. So
did someone, break in really early just after midnight to get that first one in? When did that first one come in, do you know?
First one, I believe, came in at about 12:04, if I remember right.
Seriously.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not bad. I'm curious, too, because, you know, and maybe you don't have the stats on this just yet, but I'm assuming that we're not just talking about donors here locally with Hornet Nation spread out even worldwide. Ooh. I'm assuming you had some that were coming in from far-flung distances.
Yes, yes. I don't have stats on that, but we did receive gifts from all over.
Yeah, obviously with you being the alumni, the Director of Alumni Relations, social media was very active, and I'm sure you were in contact with plenty of alumni for this Day of Giving, weren't you?
Yes, yes. Our social media was very active and got to see some great comments come through. We had social media ambassadors also, so some of our alums, you know, on board to share our post and spread to their audiences. So it was great to see all that action on our social medias as well.
I guess now we might as well take a look at what's coming up here tomorrow, because it seems like the traditional Founders Day lineup is in full effect here for tomorrow, starting up just before noon.
Yes, we are really excited. This is our first in-person Founders Day celebration since 2020, and so we will kick it off with our Kellogg Society reception at 10:30 tomorrow morning. They will get to hear from some of our current students with a student panel. And then from that, we transition into our Founders Day luncheon at 11:30. So it's going to be a really, really exciting day, and we're excited to celebrate 160 years of all things Emporia State.
And Tiffany Wilson, Director of Alumni Relations, ESU, with us on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning. Tiffany, you mentioned Kellogg Society members. Exactly what is that for people that do not know?
Yes, these are individuals that have given a gift in their trust or their will. So we will see the benefits of those gifts. The students will see the benefits of those gifts after their passing. And so we like to recognize those people, because that's a really, really great commitment and a great, great gift from them.
And there will be a special recognition as part of this tomorrow?
Yes, we have a special alumni, Nancy Fleming. She was a 1976 graduate. She will be here as our recognized Kellogg Society guest tomorrow. She just signed her Kellogg Society commitment, and so we will recognize her during both that reception and the luncheon tomorrow.
You know, and the other thing that's or among the other things that really makes Founders Day special is the 1863 scholarship essay competition.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, we are really excited that that will continue this year. So recognizing two students, students have the opportunity to submit an essay about what brought them to ESU or what ESU means to them. And then our ROAR Cross judges get to read through all of those and then choose the top two. So we will recognize those winners at tomorrow luncheon, too.
That's very, you know, high-potency stuff right there when you talk about the essay competition. And having an opportunity, we've been to Founders Day a number of times, and this has been going on for a number of years, the essay competition. And what's the prize for that, again, Tiffany?
The top prize is a scholarship for $1,000, and the second place is a scholarship for $863.
That all fits in right there, doesn't it?
Once
yes. 863, yeah.
Yep.
And, it's really tough for these judges, the panel that they have to go through these essay competitions, because, you know, I know in years past, in listening to some of the essays, you know, it is very emotional. You know, some of these kids, it means a lot. Emporia State means a lot to them, and they've really grown, and were able to, you know, touch a lot of lives when they were here. So it's very interesting and touching to hear these scholarships for this competition, which will be unveiled tomorrow. We'll have two winners on the campus of Emporia State University. So the deadline for lunch reservations, that is passed, but good to see you're going to have a packed house.
Yes, we have almost 300 people joining us tomorrow, so it'll be great to see everybody in person again.
Outstanding. And the other thing, too, Tiffany, is, you know, looking back at Emporia State's history, you know, celebrating essentially the 160th birthday for Emporia State and looking ahead, you know, the Founders Day really kind of ties both together, ties it all together, past, present, and future for ESU.
Yes, and that is definitely something we're focusing on tomorrow. You know, you hear the catchphrase, ESU is building something special. And so to be able to build that something, it had to be from where we came from, where we're at currently, and where we're going. So we will get to touch on all aspects of that tomorrow and really celebrate that 160 years.
Happy 160th. Well, Tiffany, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
You as well.
Yeah, Tiffany Wilson, Director of Alumni Relations, ESU Founders Day activities this week at Emporia State University. Chuck?
All right. I want to let you know that for tomorrow morning in the 8 o'clock hour, right after news, What's in Outdoors makes its monthly appearance with Phil Taunton. That'll be around 8:20 to 8:25. Most of next week, actually, in the 8 o'clock hour is really starting to fill up. So if you want one of those slots, either at the 8:20 or the 8:40 timetables, check out the live and local calendar at KVUE.com and then let us know what works for you so we can make that work. So call us at 620-342-1400.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That is CareArc. It is 8:32. Good morning.
Michigan State University holding a news conference in the next hour with an update on this week's deadline.